Sam Panayanovich joins us from WGN Radio Sports. Haven't talked to you in a while, Sam. I've been busy. You've been busy. How have you been?
I've been well. You know, I come for the sports talk, but I stay for the medical tinder, so I'm glad I'm here.
How did you pick the Bears game this weekend?
Yeah, I took San Francisco. That was easy. The Bears are now 0-7 as a favorite under John Fox. They have not won a game in which they've been favored in Vegas. That's amazing.
I said to my wife, I feel bad for John Fox. Do you feel bad for that guy?
How can you feel bad for him? I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money to be an idiot. I mean, they just continuously are, they're not prepared. They're not ready to go. They're not disciplined. I mean, I know they don't have enough talent. There's not enough playmakers there. But, I mean, this guy just, good teams find ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose. So, no, I don't feel bad for him at all. He's going to hopefully be let go at the end of the season. I mean, it's at the top of my Christmas list right now. Like, John Fox, go away. That's number one. He doesn't know how to win football games anymore. And this team continuously finds ways to lose. So, no, I don't feel bad for him at all. He has a job, and it's a performance-based job. So, if you don't take care of business, it's time to go.
I feel bad for his expression in the paper. You know, you always see pictures of him, and he always looks feckless. He always looks like, what? What's going on here? He always has this sort of mouth slightly ajar expression of confusion. And you know, he needs to work on that. He needs to work on his personal optics.
Okay, that's fine. The Bears have been around since 1920. 1920, that's a long time. John Fox is now the worst coach in the history of the Bears record-wise. He's 12-32. That is a winning percentage of 27%. He is the worst head coach the Bears have ever had.
Why do they keep him? Why do they keep him? Why do the McCaskies still have him on board?
They like loyalty. They swear by loyalty and honoring contracts and all that. Remember, he still has a season left under his contract. I would be stunned if they bring him back. I mean, the ways that they've lost these last couple of weeks. I mean, San Francisco didn't even score a touchdown yesterday. They won 15-14, and go figure, they were beaten by the kicker that they cut.
Oh, talk about that for a second.
And he comes back and beats them and, you know, points to the sideline after they win. I mean, then you lose to the Packers a couple of weeks back with a backup quarterback off a bye. It's just, I'm no longer surprised by anything I see negatively with this team.
Yeah, talk about that for just a second. Not only does Bobby Gould beat them, he scores all of the points, and then with just seconds remaining, kicks the field goal and then taunts the Bears on the sideline. Was it such a bad deal for us to get rid of Bobby Gould? Was there any reason to keep him or get rid of him? Talk about that.
Well, Ryan Pace said that he had scouted Connor Barth, and he trusted Connor Barth. He thought he was more reliable. I also think there was a lot to do with the money. Robbie Gould was making more money. But the optics were bad when you cut your all-time point scorer a week before the season, right? That's just not cool. And Robbie Gould, since he's been cut, actually, he is 36 of 38 on field goals. So he's only missed two. He actually missed one, had the other one blocked. Adam Hogue actually wrote this yesterday. These are just really bad optics for the Bears, especially for Pace. He wrote, he was beat by the kicker he cut with the help of the quarterback he could have acquired who happened to play at his alma mater. Of course, the Bears could have traded for Jimmy Garoppolo in the offseason, but they didn't. They sided with Mitchell Trubisky. But just like every decision they make this year has been the wrong one. And, you know, there was a bright spot yesterday, Tariq Cohen. I found this stat. Tariq Cohen returned that punt for a touchdown. He is the first rookie since Gale Sayers, way back in 1965, to have a rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown, passing touchdown, and punt return touchdown in the same season. That was pretty cool. Mitchell Trubisky, he looked okay. It wasn't a great game by any standards, but no interceptions. He did throw a touchdown. He was 12 of 15. But the Bears only had eight first downs, King. Eight first downs against a team with one win. You just can't make this stuff up.
I wonder how many yards Cohen ran for that TD.
65, I believe.
Yeah, 65 vertical yards. But if you include the you know, forward, but if you include the backwards and sideways, I'll bet he ran 100 yards.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was very Devin Hester-esque. It was 61-yard touchdown, but you're right. He likes to go east to west before he goes north to south. So, yeah, he probably ran for about 100. I'd meet you in the middle there.
How did you do this week? You pick five games each week in this Las Vegas pool you're in. How are you doing?
3-2. I won the Niners, Vikings, and Seahawks. I lost the Bills and the Panthers. Unless I go perfect in the next 4 weeks, I don't think I'm going to win $1 million, so I apologize.
No, it's all right.
I will fall on the sword for this one.
Yeah.
But it's been a weird season. You know, I've had a lot of really good stretches. At one point, I was like 50th in the country out of 2,800, and now I'm in like 1,000th place. So right in the middle of the pack, I guess.
You may be a thousandth in that Las Vegas list, but you are first in my heart, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anything else you want to pass along to me about the weekend sporting activities here, Sam?
Well, I was just thinking about this. Okay, since Mike Ditka was fired, Mike Ditka went to the playoffs 7 times as a head coach.
He
since
did?
Since they fired Ditka after the 92 season, they've been to the playoffs 5 times. 5 times. I don't think there's a more underachieving team since the turn of the century than Chicago, than the Bears. I think they just continuously miss the mark, whether it be the wrong coaching hires, the wrong quarterbacks, the wrong general managers, the wrong talent acquisitions. This team has won 3 playoff games since 2000, and everybody treats it like it's still one of the best jobs in sports, and it really isn't. So they need to make the right hire, King John. They have to do it fast. Yeah. I don't know if it's Jim Harbaugh. I don't know if you go out and you try and make a move for him, but you have to bring in somebody to restore this team to order because it is so far fallen off, and it's really sad to see.
Isn't Harbaugh kind of cuckoo bananas, though?
He's won everywhere he's been, San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco in the NFL, Michigan. He's won everywhere he's been. You know, you take a little bit of cuckoo. Would you rather have cuckoo in wins or bumbling and losing? I think it's an easy answer for me.
You say that this isn't the premium job that it once was. It's one of the premium cities, though. I wonder if that has a certain draw. Like, if you could go be the coach at – I think about this in the NBA, too, because, you know, some guys are in Oklahoma and they're really good, but who wants to be in Oklahoma? If you could live and work anywhere, Chicago has to be – on most people's top 3 choices. So even though the Bears isn't a great job right now, if you're good, you can make it good. You know what I mean?
It makes sense. The New York Giants job is now open. I imagine the Cleveland job will be open. I would rather be in Chicago over both of those places. I think you have to go to somebody that was once inside the family. And, you know, the memories of Jim Harbaugh being railed at by Mike Ditka, just screaming at him at the top of his lungs. I feel like if you made the right package and the right presentation, you could have a chance to bring Jim Harbaugh here. I don't know if that's going to be the answer, but you got to do something because this team has too much of a storied history to fall off the way it has. It's really something.
You going to work this Saturday?
I will see you Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't worked a Saturday in a while. It was either my son's wedding or we did our Jefferson show over the weekend, but I'm back in the saddle soon, so I'll talk to you then, my friend.
You got it.
Sam Penny. Oh, hey, by the way, Sam, are you still there?
I'm here.
What's the name of your blog or webcast that you do?
Podcast. Chicken Dinner. Chicken Dinner. It's called Chicken Dinner.
Podcast, John. Webcast. Chicken Dinner. So if I search Chicken Dinner wherever I get my finer podcasts, I'll find your podcast.
Yes, you will.
And you pick games, do you, on that podcast?
Yeah, we just talk about everything football. Some handicapping, some stats, some scores, some stories. Lots of good stuff there. And I have your shirt, actually, here. I need to bring it to you on Saturday. I've been bringing it, but you haven't been around. So yeah. I'll have it for you Saturday.
Nice to hear you, Sam. I'll see you then.
All right, bye.
Sam Panionovich, WGN Sports.